Headline: Bitcoin dev John Attack got arrested in El Salvador this weekend. Published at 11:52 a.m. July 7, 2025. Over the weekend, law enforcement in El Salvador arrested and subsequently freed senior Bitcoin developer John Attack on what he described as false accusations. Social media erupted with concern over his safety after he tweeted that his phone and passport had been confiscated, making it difficult for him to communicate with the outside world. At one point, law enforcement informed him of his imminent detainment at a nearby prison. However, he was able to avoid that trip. The presidentially appointed director of the National Bitcoin Office and staunchly pro-Nayib Bukele administration spokeswoman said Attack's neighbor called the authorities on him following a heated verbal dispute. Nayib Bukele's administrator manages the media crisis. This administrator, Stacey Herbert, was actively responding to questions about the situation and managing social media communications about the incident. She noted that Attack had retained a lawyer and that the situation proceeded in an orderly fashion. In Herbert's view, she claimed Attack said harsh words to a woman who lived near him. That woman then called the police with an accusation of violence against women, a type of criminal act prohibited since 2012 by El Salvador's Ley Especial, Integral para una Vida Libre de Violencia para las Mujeres, Ley V. Ley V codified 11 types of gender-based violence in Salvadoran law, including violent speech against women. Throughout the incident, Herbert claims that Attack benefited from fair and legal treatment. Attack uncuffed, freed within minutes. About an hour after the arrest, and despite an initial threat of detainment at a nearby prison, law enforcement officers released Attack and returned his personal belongings. He called the police professional and friendly. Online, he thanked everyone for their support, concluding, "This was the first time I've been in cuffs, and God willing, also the last time." In Attack's view, his neighborly dispute involved his refusal to join a lawsuit against the previous owner of their land. Attack had previously shared pictures and videos of the contested land. In early 2024, he began work on a house on the property. He was hoping to build an off-grid capable house. During the initial broadcast of Attack's arrest on social media, Bitcoiners were quick to respond to his plea for help. Luke Dashger called Attack not one of the bad ones in reference to his position as a Bitcoin Core developer. Herbert suggested that Dashger improperly implied that Attack's work on Bitcoin Core had anything to do with the matter. Dashger shot back that the information was only provided to contextualize Dashger's support for Attack, since Attack is not a well-known developer. At the end of the day, Attack's arrest, even by his account, seemingly had nothing to do with Bitcoin, BTC. Instead, it turned into a BTC-related event due to the country's association with BTC tourism, Attack being a BTC worker in El Salvador, and the National Bitcoin Office's director managing communications about his otherwise unrelated situation. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.